Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenwich. Henrietta Bird and I were going to be co-hosting the show tonight. She'll be with us shortly. And I just want to welcome you to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And this week we're featuring conversation on relationships. And we're going to be looking into several types of relationships, kinds of relationships. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Bill Patterson, who passed away, and our relationship to our ancestor and our newest ancestor. But without any further ado, well, let me let you know, this is you can call in at 646-716-9827. We do have a couple of phone lines available. You also can hear us on the air at blacksummit.org/talkshow. And you can be listening to us online. So, you know, that's what's available. And let me do the declaration. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. May 9th, 2010, north, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence and as we acknowledge our newest ancestor, Mr. Bill Patterson. Thank you. Hey, Henrietta, what's up?
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You've gotten a little chilly. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And to your mom and all mothers.
All
happy
the mothers,
mothers
out there that are listening, happy Mother's
That's
Day to you.
That's right. So, you know, I've been waiting to ask you this question all day, Glenn.
Oh, what's that?
What did you fix your mother for dinner?
Actually, I did not fix my mother anything for dinner today. Imagine that, huh?
I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine that.
Actually, my mom actually went out, and as she goes to the Kingdom Hall, and my sister actually took care of her today. So,
So everybody needs to know that Glenn is this great cook, and he cooks food out of his organic garden. So I'm always interested to see what he's fixing. So you
well,
got a day
my
off.
My garden is not quite ready yet. I've got all I've got grown right now is some of the many mints that I have, and I have and some onions and a couple other herbs, some sage and some my strawberries haven't bore any fruit yet, and my raspberries are getting there, but but it's you know, we're working on it, so we can accentuate a meal. But we can't create a meal from the garden yet.
Okay.
especially as cold as it's been. My goodness. It was in the in the 40s today, and with the wind chill, it was quite in the low 40s, so it was pretty chilly out for Mother's Day today.
Yeah, it was cool here in Chicago also, but it was beautiful, a beautiful day. But it was, you know, you did need a heavy sweater, or, you know, you needed something on, but it was a beautiful day. But let me ask you this question for everybody who would like to know about the gardens, because there's some people we've been noticing, some people have already started planting. My sister says that on last year she got caught up, or 1 year, I don't know if it was last year, but 1 year, she planted too soon. So she decided she wasn't going to plant until May of this year, and still she was going to plant today, but she said it was too cool. And that the people on the news were saying, bring your plants in if you have plants outside. So what do you recommend kind of as a guide for the mothers of these wonderful gardens that we see all year?
Well, first of all, you have to know your area, because there's certain areas that are not ready to plant yet, and some you actually would want to wait till the end of May. Prior to these last couple of days, I would have felt pretty comfortable in planting, and I almost did, but something said, you know what, you might get just another cold spell, so hold off. So I'm planning to get my plants in the ground either next week, the middle to end of next week, so that they're actually in the ground to start off June. So I want to make sure that come June, they're got a week or so in the ground, and usually the weather is we're not have to worry about freeze or what have you. But if you've got flowers, if you've got hardy flowers, then you should go ahead and plant them. But the vegetable and such, you have to be a little careful. Some are a little bit more sensitive, cucumbers and okra and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that tip. And as we promised everyone, we would get these tips from Glenn whenever we can, whenever we get him on the show as a host, or whenever he's listening in, we always ask for his tips, you know, because he helps us with those garden issues and also the animal issues as well. I'm always calling him about the turtle. So this week, Glenn, we've had some really interesting things as far as current events are concerned. You know, a couple of things, and it's interesting that one is in Chicago and one is in New York. Well, indirectly in Chicago, but it deals with Oprah. And then the thing in New York, in your town, that occurred.
So we had the Times Square bomber that pretty much laid out a car bomb, and fortunately it did not explode, because it would have caused quite a bit of damage. So we were fortunate that people, you know, one of the things about New York is that New Yorkers tend to be very aware of their surroundings. And the gentleman who was a vendor actually saw smoke coming out of the car and called it in. They were able to quickly investigate, and resources came in and were able to secure it and defuse what was left to blow up, I guess, because the initial trigger had failed, so they were able to dismantle the bomb without any further damage. But again, it was people being in a relationship, and and being aware and looking to see, things out of the ordinary. We have the subways and all the public transportation have these public service announcements where they talk about if you see something, say something, you know, call to the attention of the authorities. So fortunately that was able to be done and helped a lot. And the gentleman that's accused of it is has been apprehended trying to get out of the JFK. So, again, you know, some good work, some good teamwork has produced a good outcome.
Right.
So,
yeah,
so what happened in Chicago about Oprah?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, there's an article in one of the local papers here. Indigo is the name of the paper, but and they did an article. They interviewed Oprah's mother, and you know, there's a gentleman who's who's come forth saying that he is Oprah's real father. And so, and then there's a book a lady has out with a lot of, you know, a lot of things that are supposedly coming out about Oprah and about, you know, Mr. Winfrey, the guy you always, you know, she always celebrates as not really being her father.
Okay.
And that this man, this other man is supposed to be the father. And so they've interviewed the mother, and the mother says she's never heard of the man, never seen the man. She doesn't even know who he is. And so, you know, it's interesting, like, being in a relationship, and, you know, it's a lot of good gossip and trash involved and, you know, all of the normal things that occur when things like this happen. And he is demanding a paternity test, okay? And so, you know, that's interesting, unless he plans to pay child support for the last 55 years or whatever. I don't understand what that's about. But, you know, people have their suspicions, I'll say. You know, but it's interesting because there's a different feel in the city of Chicago now because Oprah's leaving. And so this is her last, I guess, year or last season, you know. And so it's different. It's a little different now. She's, I think, headed to the West Coast. And so, you know, Oprah's always been our girl. She's always
right.
She's always been ours. So it's like it's you know, it's just different. But I was just wondering, I think Oprah's maybe 56 years old. At 56 years old, having done the different things that she's done, and being raised by a person or several people, you know, because it kind of gives a timeline of when she was, when she went to live with her father, when her father sent her to her grandmother, when her grandmother sent her, you know, she moved around a lot. And I'm just wondering, after going through all of that, let's say recovering from it all and having this come up, would you really be concerned at this point what this man was talking about? What do you say, Glenn?
Well, you know, maybe. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. When I think about it, from her standpoint, I'm not sure that I would be interested in drawing all that stuff out and validating any unauthorized biography about her life. You know, what comes to mind, you know, the conversation is relationship. And what comes to mind is our relationship to celebrities. Like, we have a conversation about, you know, are they wearing dirty bra today or something? You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's, I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of sickening when you think about it. Who cares? You know, they're human beings. I mean, you know, they haven't had a pristine life, but they're human beings. They make mistakes. They've, you know, suffered some failures and some setbacks, and you know, and they've had some victories. So, you know, I'm just always fascinated that. That one comes into the limelight and everyone is now looking at them under the microscope, and you know, one thing happens and then it, you know, we're all to the races about it. You know, Oprah being who she is, of course, you know, she's an iconic figure in media in this day and age, and of course, for her to do anything, you know, anything that has to do with her relationship is immediately scrutinized and analyzed. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how we are and who we are about that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So that's kind of the talk around town here in Chicago. You know, when I happen to be you know how you fall asleep with the television on? And so last Saturday, that's what occurred. I fell asleep and the television was on, and when I awakened, there was this breaking news story from New York, and they were showing this car. And so I thought about that, you know, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, that's New York. And I automatically started thinking about my friends, you know, my relationships. And it was late at night or early in the morning, I think, when I first heard about it, and I had been on a call, with the summit group earlier that day or that evening, you know, about our newest ancestor, and there was something about that connected for me. You know, it was like the exact same day that Bill Patterson transitioned, you know, the same day this occurred with this bombing thing. And it was the same day, it was maybe 5 or 6 hours after that they discovered it, you know. And so we always talk about stories and scripts and writing our scripts. So I decided the script that I would write about this story would be that Bill Patterson transitioned right in time to handle this whole situation, and that he was not going to have anything occur in his city of New York, and that he just took care of it.
I hear you. Okay, that's you know. You know, the thing that comes to mind is, again, given tonight's show on relationship, it's interesting to notice how we are in life and how we are in death, and mm-hmm. and how those relationships actually affect us and impact
yeah.
us. You know, one of the things that I notice around Bill Patterson's funeral service was that, for those of you who weren't there, it was a real celebration.
I heard. Can you hold on 1 minute while we kind of take a break, a station break, and then we'll come back and talk about this wonderful celebration.
Good.
But this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. And I'm your host, Henrietta Byrd, in Chicago, along with Glenn Greenwich in New York. And we are here every Sunday at 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time. We invite you to join us this year at our annual event, our annual summit event in Baltimore, Maryland this year. And it's the first weekend in August. It actually begins on August 5, August 5, and we would invite you to go to our website, blacksummit.org, and get registered. You know, register yourself for the event. And it does require that you do or participate fully in a prerequisite that prepares you for the language that's used in the summit event in August. So you'll find out all of that information. Also, the talk show has a new way of there's a new email address for the talk show now, and that is ibstalkshow@gmail.com. And so we invite you, if you're interested in a prerequisite, we also have a fundraising that's going on, a fundraising plan or project that's going on, because as you listen to us, and many of you have had the experience of calling and not being able to get through to the radio station, through to us, the telephone, it is because of our relationship with Blog Talk, and we want to change that relationship to what's considered a premium relationship. And so we're doing a fundraising effort for anyone who would like to contribute whatever amount it is that they would like to contribute to our fundraising so that we can become a premium, we can have a premium relationship with Blog Talk, and that will allow us to have more callers than we already have. It will enable more people. So join us again at the summit event. Go to blacksummit.org and get registered. Send your emails to ibstalkshow@gmail.com, and we will get information to you about donating to the fundraising project as well as the prerequisite so that everything is ready for the summit event in August. Okay, Glenn?
Yeah, and I just wanted to add, and we also have an opportunity to advertise your business. So we've got
a couple of
different ways of generating funds for the International Black Summit Talk Show.
Yeah.
So we've got one hand up. But for those of you who are online and you wish to speak, if you press 1, we will see your hand and we'll put you on the air. This is 347.
And our call-in number is 646-716-9827 for those who are listening over the Internet. 646-716-9827. If you have a comment or a question on about any of our current events or anything else that we might get into as far as relationships are concerned. And we are talking about Mother's Day and relationships, and we're also talking, you know, we're kind of distinguishing mother as the nurturer, you know, not so much always a female, because we know now we have many men who are, you know, who do the mother, who do the single parenting, and that must include nurturing, which is, you know, what mothers, one of the things that mothers do, as well as provide and, you know, maintain and do all of those things. So if you have any question or comment, call us at 646-716-9827.
We've got Jerry on the line, 347-325. Go ahead.
Hey, peace to everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Jerry.
And I just want to say, just keep up the good work, and it's all about Mother's Day, and it's all about nourishing, and plus, and while you're nourishing, you're also nourishing in the community too. And it's very important that we need to understand that too. And get back to the Brother Pastor's service. I was there, and it was definitely a celebration. And it was what I got from that is personally that, you see, Africans say we all, despite I heard or know of him, is he was a very spiritual person that I've been hearing. And you see, you hear all the love, that you feel it. And, you know, that's why I want to say it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things about that service was that they have what they call second line, which is on the way to the service, the music is kind of slow and somber, and then once they put the person in the ground, then they come back and it's very alive and a celebration of that person's life. So the music that was in the church was that upbeat New Orleans style brass band, you know, very much a celebration, very much an acknowledgement of who Bill was and you know what he stood for. So it was a great conversation to be in, and I was very happy to contribute to that that conversation.
Yeah, that's good. So let's talk about that for a moment. You know, like contributing. You know, contributing. You know, to a celebration of life, as far as, you know, as it pertains to being in relationship with someone. You know, this second week of the month, we always talk about relationships. And if we could just for a moment talk about our relationships with people who make their transition. And, you know, what is it that you can do or that one can do to celebrate the relationship that you have with the loved one? Brian, you and Bill were really, really close. Bill was close to just about everybody, but you were with Bill the last week. I mean, you were with Bill a lot this year. And so how did you, you know, how were you able to contribute? I mean, was it that you all have been together so much this year that gave you the energy or the strength to speak at his service, or like, what's that relationship?
Well, you know, one of the things that I shared at the service that is very present for me is that Bill was a very loving, caring person, and he really cared about human beings. And who he was a commitment to that, and he was, you know, he clearly was a commitment to our Black community and to establishing himself and his blood family, as well as his spiritual family and the communities that he worked in, to you know, to really impact it and have it be powerful, positive, and impactful. So that's the thing that I know about him. But the thing that I was left with is that now that he's gone, there's an opportunity for me to actually step up and to shine some of the light that he shone, and to take that on, so that it's not. There's no letdown, you know, that he created a void, and so now that he's not here physically, because he's still here, I'm still clear that he's here spiritually, but physically I've got an opportunity to step up and to stand in for him as we all stand in for him, so we all kind of open up.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And that's a good lesson. You know, that's a good lesson. That's something I think, you know, we can teach, you know, and pass on, you know, generations. I think it would kind of shift things as far as the sadness and, you know, what it would help us along in the grieving process if we understand that for each person that's very close to us, they, you know, they leave, and with their transition or their passing leaves an opportunity for us to step up and to do the things that we admire so much about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We've got another hand up, area code 202-425. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Well, good evening, Glenn and Henrietta. This is Mongaza.
Hi, Mongaza. How are you?
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Henrietta and Glenn. Happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
I was listening to this wonderful program you all are presenting this evening and just wanted to take a moment to invite our audience to be in relationship to the 2010 summit that we folks in the D.C. Baltimore area are very busily organizing and preparing for.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And just so everyone knows, this person who's speaking is from the wonderful host team, the host team for the summit event in August.
Yeah, we're the team that is just holding the space of welcome in the context of ease and excellence for all of those in our listening audience and beyond. So we are just inviting us all to be in relationship with the 2010 summit that happens the first week in August, beginning on the 5th, which provides an opportunity for us to be in relationship to what I call our higher selves, our intentional selves. It gives us an opportunity to be in relationship to the best of who we are, because in the course of the summit, that's what we get to vision and access and dream and experience, like in the real life. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to actively work on the relationship we really want to be in and have with ourselves. So when I went online to see what the topic of discussion was, I just immediately appreciated how appropriate it was, both on this day when we talk about one of the most important relationships in most of our lives, our mothers, Mother's Day, and how the summit is in many ways such a mother for me and perhaps for others, you know, like the space of nurturing and pulling out the best and raising, like to an elevated frequency. The summit is all of that. And there was nothing to do in my thinking around the summit as nurturer, as in relationship with Mongaza, than to extend this invitation again to our audience to just be there, to go online, to register, so that we can absolutely have an opportunity to lay our eyes on you and touch you and be with each other in real meaningful ways, like relationship like that. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Well, you know, what I want to let our listeners know is that Mongaza and Paul, who's also part of the host team, are really a stand for us. We've not been in the U.S. for the last 2 years. 2 years ago, we were in Anguilla. Last year, we were in London, England. And so the fact that we're going to be back in the States, and Mongaza and Paul are really hosting us and really have been creating a relationship all along. And so I'm looking forward to this Baltimore annual event for the International Black Summit. And go to our website, blacksummit.org, and you'll find the information you need to get yourself in line, online, and ramped up to find out the kinds of happenings that we create. You know, this talk show is really just a snippet, just a reflection of the kind of work that gets done at the event. And, you know, I liken it to, you ever over someone's house on Thanksgiving and you could smell the food cooking and you know it's going to be good, but you haven't tasted it yet. So this show is like you're being in the other room smelling the cooking, full of anticipation, and the annual event is actually having the meal. So don't miss out on the meal. it's going to be an awesome one. And again, the host team is looking forward to taking care of us and to having our time be very, very special the 5th through the 8th of August in Baltimore, Maryland.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. You just have to have a summit experience. And I invite everybody to have a summit experience. One of the things, I had the best time on the phone the other day with Jerry talking about his experience at Bill Patterson's celebration. Mm-hmm. And he had a summit experience, you know. And I was able to be there because of the conversation I had with Jerry, because it was so enlightening, and it reminded me of what attending the summit is going to bring. You know, the loving relationships, the new faces that you meet, the, you know, the relationships that you establish with people, and that's all extra. That doesn't have anything to do with what you get just for yourself, and, you know, what you learn about yourself and how you grow just in one weekend. You just grow, and the whole weekend, it's about you, and you get to see all of these different expressions of you in August. You know, the weather's always great, and you just can't beat the music and the dance and the excitement that you feel from this new group of people that you're joining. You know, we just invite you to come and join us. You will never, ever regret being a part of the International Black Summit. It opens up the world for you, as it has done for all of us. So please go to our website, blacksummit.org, and register for the summit event. If you are in need of the prerequisite, let us know via the website, or you can send the, like I said, the talk show team, ibstalkshow@gmail.com, and you can, you know, let us know that you would like to attend and you do need the prerequisite in order to attend. And, you know, Gaza, is there anything else that you or Paul might want to add to that?
Well, I would just say finally that our theme, Reclaiming and Reaffirming Black Wealth, Black Love, and Black Excellence, is the anchor for the conversations to be generated. Like, if you're wondering, and if you haven't heard a lot about this summit, there may be questions about exactly what is this thing. I invite us to continue to listen to the radio program to get snippets of it and to kind of understand better how we actually put together the conversations that deliver the higher frequency I spoke of earlier, so that as we move closer to August, each of you in the listening audience will know that when you come into the space of the summit, you are standing and creating your vision of who you are, of who it is you consciously choose to be, in the biggest, courageous, just lavishly fulfilling way one might. And so how we do that, I'm sure, will be described from week to week in more detail. But know that this is one of those unique opportunities in the world where we get to reflect and see all of that in ourselves. So I would just say, again, think about all of the black wealth, the black love, the black excellence that we are reclaiming and we are reaffirming, and join us August 5th, 2010.
And look, Mongaza, you've got a couple of prerequisite events, one in D.C. and one in Baltimore coming up?
We do. We have a summit share.
Okay.
Which is a time when we just, in a fairly informal way, talk about what the summit is, talk about what the summit does, talk about so many of the valuable parts of that the summit actually delivers. And we have that coming up on the 23rd of May. We also have a prerequisite planned for Baltimore on June the 5th. And I'm sure we'll have other dates as we get closer into the August summit to offer your audience. But those are two firm dates, and we invite, again, our audience to go online to register for the prerequisite and just give me a call if you're interested in attending the summit share on 202-425-3630.
Could you repeat that one more time, please?
Area code 202-425-3630.
Excellent.
So just keep doing what you're doing, my peoples. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we'll talk again another time.
Okay. Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Henrietta. Bye-bye, Glenn.
Bye now. Well, you know, that was a perfect example of being in relationship.
Yeah, in relationship.
What that looks like, what's possible. You know, there's something special about the International Black Summit, and I want to say it's where we come from and what we're about and how we hold each other. You know, we hold each other powerfully and lovingly, and with that, there's an opportunity to, you know, to be supportive, to encourage and empowerment. You know, all of that is present in the International Black Summit, and I actually want to say that that was what was present at the funeral of Mr. Bill Patterson, who is who's been a longtime member of the International Black Summit. He's been a member of PDEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And he's also a member of Landmark. I think he actually did the S training. So, you know, which is some work that a lot of the people at the International Black Summit have done as well. So, you know, it's an embodiment of his work. It really was a celebration. And you know, one of the other things is, you know, we talk about relationship, and we talk about how that those relationships are built up. But part of that conversation is really the group work. You know, when you come to the summit, you're actually broken up into groups of five, and you work things out as a group. So part of how it's set up is for you to be in relationship with your group. And to work through your group together through what it is that you're up to. And the interesting dynamic of it is that if you've got your vision or got an idea of your vision that you share amongst the group, and then you're all there with a particular common commitment to yourselves and the black community, and then you work through things together, you've got an opportunity to really grow and work together. What was your experience of your group, Henrietta?
You know I love group, okay? So that's like the part that I love so much about it. But the first time I attended the summit, I was so amazed by the fact that the people in my group were these different aspects of me. And I had never experienced that consciously. You know, I may have found out, you know how you meet people and you think later, oh, you know, I kind of think like them or I kind of do things like them. But what I love about the summit is they hold the summit, the creators of the summit, the universal creator of the summit, holds this mega space for people to show up who have, like you said, Glenn, a common commitment to growth, you know, to grow, to spiritual growth. And so when you show up in the summit, you show up and the people who are in your group, show up as the perfect people for you to work through things with. Those other four people will be, it's almost magical how you, it's such a safe space and you're so able to communicate to these other people in your group in a way where they know if you're telling the truth or not. They know when you hesitate, why you hesitate to say things. They, you know, it's like you're just meeting these other aspects of yourself. And it's such a great spiritual space. It's the International Black Summit is cultural, it's spiritual, you know, the music is just incredible. The people who sing, their voices are just unbelievable. You know, the songs that we do as a group are so fulfilling. The way we are free to dance, the music, you know, that's provided under the direction of, you know, I always credit Black Love and whoever else is on that team. But the music is always so great because we are able to dance. And, you know, there's nothing better to me than being able to dance some of your cares away, okay? And, you know, they're just time. The food that we share together, you know, the meals, the late night sessions that we have, the early morning sessions that we have with each other, it's just a full, very, very full weekend. And it's all about you. You know, it's all about you. And so don't miss it. Don't miss this opportunity to join an international group of people of African descent, who show up and help you on your journey into life.
Yeah, you know, given today's Mother's Day and the conversation for this show is really relationship. It's interesting that for me, the International Black Summit is like a mother relationship, you know,
it sure
because it's there to nurture you, to protect you, to kind of guide you, and it's all very done softly, like a mother would do, you know.
Right.
You know, when you're not pushed out, but you're nudged out to experience life for yourself. You're encouraged to be bigger than yourself. You know, you're asked to see yourself bigger than you see yourself in the moment, and in thus doing so, you've got a support group that sees that supports that. So there's a lot of things that I can relate to being a motherly relationship.
Right. You know, the other thing is that in relationship and as it pertains to motherhood, it's also a place where after you've attended the summit, let's say a week later, a month later, a year later, the relationships that have been established are also those kind of mother relationships, because when there's something that you want to work through, you can pick up the phone, and you know how it is when you want to talk to your mother about something and you don't really know how to bring it to her, but you know if you bring it to her, it will be what, you know, her response is going to be the information that you really need that's going to move you forward. That's the way the relationships are established in the summit. You know, there are times where you really don't want to talk about whatever it is that you're dealing with, but I know that if I pick up that phone and I call someone from that summit body on whatever level it's on, I know it may be a little, you know, uncomfortable, but I know before the conversation is over, I am going to have the information that I need to move myself forward in life. And so, again, we invite you to join us. And the other thing is, we invite you to bring a friend, you know, because this is, you can bring family members, you can bring friends, you can bring your children. We have a youth summit, we have a young adult summit, and it's a safe space to be in for the weekend. And you will know that from the moment you go to the website and register. You will understand, because the universe will start moving things in order for you to attend. And so invite your friends. Let this be your vacation spot. You know, that special weekend that you always take, where you take a Thursday, Friday off, and you have a long weekend. Let this be the one that you take this year, so that you can actually come back on Monday a different person, a greater, you know, just standing kind of in your greatness.
Well, you know, the other thing that comes to mind for me, Henrietta, is to bring in your community. You know,
yeah.
One of the things that was evident at Bill Patterson's funeral were all the different communities that he was part of, and how he was able to impact those different communities. And so the opportunity that the annual event is really an opportunity to bring different components of your community, and work together, see each other in a different light, and be able to work towards that. I also don't want to. We haven't talked about the oxygen room, and let me give you the information. We do have an oxygen room that we extend the show on a conference call for a half an hour. And the number is 218-862-6420, and the access code is 797-4834#. So that number again is 218-862-6420, 797-4834#, and that's the oxygen room, and that's our after-show conversation that we invite you if you've got some, you weren't able to connect, or you might not have been able to get in because the lines were full, or you just want to be able to say some things off air. So we also have that available to you as well out there. So we've got about 7 minutes left, Henrietta.
Yeah, we've already talked about so many summit moments, you know. And that's usually what we do around this time, but, you know, we spent already a lot of time with the summit moments. Do we have any callers, any people with questions or comments?
Let me cut that off. I turned somebody's mic on, and all right, I won't do that. if you'd like to communicate, just press 1. Let us know that you've got something to say about anything that you've heard, or anything you didn't hear, or if you've got a question. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're on the air every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 7 to 8 Central Time. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827, and we also can be listened to via the Internet at blacksummit.org/talkshow. So we've got several ways, and oh, by the way, these shows are taped. So if you're interested in listening to an old show, or we invite you to go to blacksummit.org/talkshow and look to see what show that you'd like to listen to. We've got quite a bit of body of work, because we've been doing this for about 3 years now, and all those shows are available, so I invite you to take a look, and we've got some interesting Wealth Club shows that I've done in the past last year, and we've also changed the format a little bit this year, and really are excited about what we're doing. So we're having fun. We want you to have some fun with us, so we invite you to come on and talk and share what's going on with you and any breakthroughs, any breakdowns, and any uplifting conversation that you'd like to share. Back to you, Henry.
Right. And our, you know, just before we go, just thinking about the relationships, you know, established in our declaration. We always read our declaration at the beginning of the show because it establishes who we are, where we are. And this second week of every month, we talk about relationships. And one of the statements in our declaration is establishing nurturing relationships. And in the establishment of nurturing relationships, we have to, I'm learning that I have to be willing to be nurtured. You know, and that was kind of a lesson in service today. Not only do we have to be nurtured, but we have to nurture. And so it's kind of like a two-way street. And that's really wonderful because that gives us balance, you know. And so as we think about mothers and like mother-child relationships, you know, I'm present to right now the the nurturing part, willing to be nurtured as a mother and still knowing that there's I have to nurture. And that keeps me standing not only in my greatness, but also in the declaration, you know, of the International Black Summit as well. You know, and I see that a lot with you, Glenn, as you say to your mother and the things that you always share, you know, that you do with your mother, you know, in taking care of her. You know, and her taking care of you as well, you know, and your family. It's so wonderful, you know, to have that experience, you know, for your nieces and nephews to have their grandmother with them and for you to be able to take care and handle things for your mother. That's just a great experience.
Yes, thank you, it is. And the other dynamic, which is always so interesting, is as our parents get older, that the child-adult relationship shifts back to us taking care of them, you know, and the honor that it is to really do that, you know, the preciousness of being able to do that, given that they've dedicated and taken care of so much of your life. So, you know, relationships are always growing. And we have the opportunity to keep noticing where we are as it relates to being related. How about that?
That's great. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for a wonderful show. Remember, we're in the oxygen room. And if you'd like to join us, the number is
218-862-6420, access code 797-4834 pound.
Okay, and we'll be there. And next Sunday, join us, same time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, for 1 hour. And don't forget, BlackSummit.org is our website. IBS Talk Show @gmail, and you can find out there about contributing to our fundraising project for the talk show so that we can become premium. And any other information, go to blacksummit.org. Listen to, you can listen to the archive show. Glenn, give your mom a big Mother's Day hug for me.
I will do that. I will gladly do that. And to all the mothers out there, thank you for all of the things that you've done to take care of your family, the things that they know, and all the things that they don't know. Peace and blessings to you.
That's right. And for all the moms who have transitioned, everybody lift your glass of water. lift your glass of water
and drink to the great mom that was here at one time. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the Mother's Day.
Peace and blessings.
See you in the oxygen room.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.